This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I know the new Power Rangers movie is coming out today and all, but I don't think we are quite done yet talking about the other crazily popular 1990s reboot in theaters right now, Beauty and the Beast, and however many box office records this thing has been setting since it opened last week. Good news for Disney, of course, and its now extended CEO Bob Iger, as we talked about earlier, but also for the company that actually produced the movie. Mandeville Films is that company, where Todd Lieberman and David Hoberman are in charge. Todd Lieberman, thanks so much for coming to the studio for us.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
How did it come to pass that you and your colleagues at Mandeville were the people that Disney said, yes, please do this ginormous movie for us?
Well, it's one of those stories, I guess, that you can kind of trace back several years ago.
Like nine. I mean, this thing's been in the
works
forever.
Yeah, we had the idea a long time ago to do, frankly, a movie about the Beast. Had several drafts of that done, and then Frozen came out. And Disney knows their brand better than anybody,
yeah.
And they're kind of geniuses across the board. And Alan Horn and Sean Bailey called and said, you know, what do you guys think about taking this and going back to the beloved 1991 film and kind of doing that with the available technology now? So it was their idea. And they were right.
Okay, but that phrase, beloved 1991 film, yeah. Therein lies peril.
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah. And when we say the beloved 1991 film, we knew it was beloved, but boy, we didn't know how beloved it was. And that movie is revered.
Did Bob Iger, when this deal got signed or whatever Hollywood does when a deal, green light, right, when it got greenlighted, did Bob Iger sit you down and say, listen, don't blow this?
No.
Really? Come on.
No. There's no overt pressure of if you guys don't do this,
right.
Then XYZ. It's kind of inherent in the pressures on all of us, including them. We all feel the same pressure, and we put it on ourselves rather than having to have someone put it upon us.
Mm-hmm. Talk to me for a second about the choices you made to diverge, I guess, from the original, right? The Belle backstory and a little bit more about why the Beast or the Prince or whatever he's properly referred to is, in fact, the way he is.
We all collectively wanted to make sure that this story was fleshed out more so than would may have been allowed or normal in an animated film. So there was always a question in fans of the film of what happened to Belle's mom. And we figured that was probably a good question to answer. And that's really the tricky balance in this thing, is not changing the original film that people revere to the degree that they do so much that it doesn't feel like that movie, but at the same time giving people enough more candy and emotion to kind of latch on to justify it being made.
Along those lines, acknowledging that you've been at Disney now for a long time,
yeah.
you and David, are you guys now made men at Disney with this smash runaway hit?
That's not a question I could answer, really. But I'll say I don't think there's anything but joy coming out of this experience from anybody. You know, I've had the fortunate, I was fortunate to come into a scenario with David 18 years ago where I think he probably was already a made man because he had run the studio. So I kind of drafted off that goodwill. But yeah, as it stands right now, I would imagine everybody's pretty happy.
Todd Lieberman with his colleague, his partner, David Hoberman, they produced Beauty and the Beast for Disney. Todd, thanks a lot.
Thank you.